بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we talked about dealing with anxiety during this lockdown period yesterday. Let me expand on that a little bit more today. Yesterday I mentioned to you the issue of Qadr. Today, let me talk to you about another question, which is that whether it is during this lockdown or elsewhere or at other times, let's examine what are we anxious about. So when we are anxious, what are we anxious about, right? If you look at the lives of the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, if you look at the lives of the Salafus Salihin, you will find that they were also anxious. They were very anxious. But is there a difference between their anxiety and our anxiety? And I submit to you that there is a world of difference. And the world of difference is, it deals with and it has to do with what they were anxious about. So let's ask ourselves, I want each of you to do this exercise. I want you to take a piece of paper and write down your top three anxieties. Top three anxieties. What are you, top three things that you are anxious about? What are they? And don't tell me you're not anxious. Everybody's anxious. Just write down. Write down three things. Number one, two, and three. What is the top three anxieties in your lives? I can almost say with certainty that all of us, illa mashallah, top anxieties, our personal safety, in this case, COVID-19. Otherwise, it would be personal safety in other ways, depending on which country you live in and so on and so forth. That includes safety with regard to your job, with regard to your business. So top anxiety with regard to these things. Second thing is, top anxiety would be with regard to your children, right? And you say, well, you know, their safety, how will they turn out, their future, and so on and so forth. And then for some of us, maybe top anxiety also has to do with personal health. You know, going forward, especially as you grow older, these things become more and more important. Those thoughts come. I mean, I know when I was in my 20s and 30s, I lived my life and I did things like there was no tomorrow, and like there was, that I would live forever. And if Allah had not protected me, there would not have been any tomorrow. Some of the things I did, may Allah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved me from myself. So, and that's the reality with most of us. You know, when we are full strength, there's nothing we can't do. There is nothing we won't do. But then as you grow older, you start realizing that your body has limits and so on. And those who don't realize that, of course, they suffer. But those who realize that, at least they don't put themselves into situations where, you know, they bring forward the suffering. But then if you live long enough, things will happen, which happen to most people. So, anxiety with regard to that. The point I'm making is that almost with certainty I can say that if you list the top three anxieties in your life, all three would be concerning this dunya, this worldly life. However, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about this worldly life? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said two very important things about this worldly life. Number one, he said, إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاتُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَعُ الْغُرُورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that this life of this world is imaginary, it is chattels, it's destruction, it is not real. Number one. Number two, with regard to what we get in this life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِنَّا رَبِّي يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say to them, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it is my Rabb who extends provision or restricts it. But most people do not know. So what we understand from our anxieties, if you look at them, and that's why I said, ask yourself this question and say, what am I anxious about? You will find that you are anxious about things which, like we mentioned yesterday, they have been written for you, and you have, where you have a choice, you have the power to choose, and you have been told what are the best choices to make. So if you make those best choices as guided by none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you can expect a good result. I mean, there is no doubt about this. Now you might say, well, okay, so that's the anxiety. What else should I be anxious about? And my question is, this is the difference between our anxiety and the anxiety of the Anbiya alayhimus salam, including them, the anxiety of the Sahaba, the anxiety of the Salaf Salihin. Their anxiety was not with regard to this dunya. Their anxiety was with regard to the akhirah, with regard to what happens after we die. Now, seriously tell me, there are so many of us today who are losing sleep over the coronavirus. Like, literally losing sleep. People are getting into clinical depression. People are getting into all kinds of, you know, serious anxiety problems where they have to take medication and so on. But how many people have anxiety problems for which they have to take medication, wondering about what will happen to me in my grave? I'm not saying you should get to that point where you have to take medication. I mean, medication is not going to change anything. What we need to do is to do the things which will make the stay in the grave something that we look forward to, not something which we are anxious about. So how many of us are concerned about and seriously anxious about what will happen when we face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many of us are seriously concerned about what happens when we go into our grave? Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, one of the 10 who had been promised Jannah in this lifetime, right? One of the closest companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his fadail, like, I'm not going to start describing here because there are so many and it would take so long. But what was his situation with regard to the grave and the anxiety with regard to that? Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, when he passed by a Qabristan, when he passed by, a cemetery, would weep so much that his beard would become saturated with tears, and the tears would float down his chest. And people asked him, why do you cry so much when you see a grave? He said, because I heard Rasulullah saying that this is the first test of the akhirah. If this a person passes, then the rest of his akhirah will be good. And if he fails, then that's it. And he said, I am crying because I don't know if I will pass or fail. Now you might say, but you know, here is a man who was promised Jannah by Rasulullah, which means that he was promised Jannah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because what Rasulullah promised, he was conveying on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why was he so anxious? Because the Sahaba, the way they saw it was that this promise is for me as I am now when I am sitting with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but my future is still there. I have not died. If I change, then this promise becomes invalid. That is why Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu, whose daraja is the highest in all of humanity except for the prophets. And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu used to say, I wish I was a bird. I would live and die. There's no accounting. I wish I was a blade of grass, which some animal would eat, or it would just dry and blow away in the wind. Huh? Why is he saying that? Among the people promised Jannah, the first one was Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He is the one about whom Rasulullah in his final address on the Thursday before he passed away the following Monday, Rasulullah said, there is only one whose ihsan, whose favor on me I have not fulfilled, and that is Abu Bakr, and Allah will repay him on my behalf. Yet he was anxious about his akhirah. So my question is, when we talk about anxiety, let us also look at this and say, what am I anxious about? How come I live my life with zero anxiety with regard to the akhirah, and I am taking medication for anxiety with regard to dunya, whereas my iman and my yaqeen and my aqidah tells me that this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for me what He has written for me. He has shown me what I must do to get the best of that. So there is a part of it which if I fulfill, the rest of it is assured, this is what Allah will give me. Yet I am anxious about that. And yet, because of this anxiety sometimes drives us to do things which are clearly haram, which are clearly wrong. Take the case of people who are dealing in interest. Take the case of people who are selling haram products in their shops. They know it is wrong, yet they are doing it. Why? Because they think, and shaitan has told them that if you don't do this, you will starve. If you don't do this, your business will fail. Just ask yourself this question. You know what you're saying? You're saying, if I do not disobey Allah, my business will fail. As a Muslim, I want to ask you, does that statement make sense to you? If that statement makes sense to you, then you really need to check your iman. It's as simple as that. If you are selling products in your shop which are haram, lottery tickets are haram, pork is haram, pornographic literature, magazines are haram, cigarettes and tobacco products are haram, alcohol is haram. If you are selling these products or similar things in your shops, and if shaitan has convinced you that selling this is okay, and if you don't sell them, then your shop will shut down, your business will shut down. If you are in this place, then ask yourself one simple question. What you are effectively saying is that unless I disobey Allah, unless I anger Allah, unless I deal in haram, my life will fail. My life cannot succeed. Tell me, does this make sense to you? If it makes sense to you, then may Allah protect you, because you have to seriously ask yourself, do I even have iman? And if it does not make sense to you, then you must ask yourself, why is it I am doing this? Right? Why are you doing it? Now, today we are saying here that we have this COVID virus and so on and so forth, and we have said that this is, you know, is one of the Jund min Junudillah. It is one of the punishments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is one of the soldiers from the armies and soldiers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah has sent against all of humanity. Why? Because we disobey Him. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to stop us in our tracks and say, see what you are doing to yourself. See what you are doing to this world. You were sent into this world as trustees for this world, and you are busy ruining it. You are busy spreading death and corruption and pain and suffering, and you are busy glorifying selfishness, and you are busy oppressing people. So stop doing that. You are doing that to yourself also and to others. Stop doing that. This is what Allah is telling us. This is what the COVID virus has come to teach us. We want to ignore all of this. So, anxiety with regard to what? Anxiety with regard to this dunya, which is driving us to do haram, or anxiety which we should have, which is to ask yourself this question and say that I am selling all this haram stuff in my shop. If I drop dead now, what happens to me in my grave? I am dealing with interest. If I drop dead now, what happens to me in my grave? I am disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whichever way that I am doing, either by committing something or by omitting something. If I drop dead now, what happens to me in my grave? That is where we should really be anxious about. That anxiety is very productive, that is very positive, because it will enable us to change our lives and bring them on track on the Siratul Mustaqim, which leads to Jannah. Siratul Ladina An'amta Alayhim. This is where we should be anxious about. So my submission to you, my brothers and sisters, is this. If you are feeling anxious, ask yourself, what is my anxiety about? Is it about this world's life in this world, which is predestined, which is written for me, and where I have a choice, I have been given the guidance. Am I following that guidance, or am I going against that guidance? Ask yourself that question. Sort it out, settle it. What about the anxiety for the Akhirah? Do I even feel that anxiety? Do I lose any sleep at all over it? What will happen when I face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What will happen when they put me in my qabr and they dump the soil on it and they walk away? What's going to happen to me in my qabr? Do I even have that anxiety? If I don't have that anxiety, then that is the anxiety that I should develop. And because that anxiety will enable me to change my life in such a way that when I meet my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, this will be the best day of my life. That is the dua I make for you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make your last day the best day, the last action the best actions. But starting from now, because we don't know whether this particular action of mine is going to be the last. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.